Now on the boys' side, we really anticipate a much, much closer ball game. Both Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic come in with identical 3-1 records. Minden started the season losing to the defending C2 state champions, Southern Valley, 59-48, and then they played three pretty tight contests, picking up wins each time. They won over Ogallala, 58-56 in Ogallala, and then a win at Lexington, 39-38, and then a three-point win at home against Aurora, 41-38. For Grand Island Central Catholic, they're also 3-1 on the season. They picked up their first three wins by winning their Grand Island Central Catholic early season tournament. They won by 8 over Lincoln Lutheran to get things started. Centura, they had no problem with them. Then a 7-point win against Kearney Catholic on the championship game on the 7th of December. Then last weekend, they traveled to Columbus to take on SCOTUS, and they lost that one in a nail-biter, a final of 47-45, their first loss of the season. But we really anticipate a pretty strong matchup here tonight. Yeah, if I had to handicap this one, I'd probably say Grand Island Central Catholic would be a slight favorite here because they've kind of played a little bit tougher competition with their record. But again, the home court can kind of change things a little bit, and we'll see whether or not the Whippets can get things going on their home floor and use that to their advantage. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Crusaders and the Whippets. That's coming up right here on the Breeze, 94.5, right after this timeout.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to C.O. Jones Middle School in Minden as the Whippets playing host to the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders. Let's check our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the Crusaders. As we mentioned, they are 3-1 on the season, and they start Phoenix Stevenson, a 5'10 senior, Brady Brokaw, a 5'9 junior, Dan Rowetter is a 6'2 junior, Elijah Hunter, 6 foot tall junior, and Johanna Gaifon, a 6'4 junior. That is the starting lineup for head coach Tino Martinez. And Gaifon, probably the force that you really have to battle if you're Minden. In fact, we talked at halftime of the girls game with Minden head coach Aaron Martin. He said about 60, maybe even 70% of the off for the Crusaders goes through the hands of Johanna Gaifon. For the Minden Whippets, Jacob Choquette, a 6 foot tall senior. Nick Werner, 5'10 and a junior. Jonas Lovin, a 6'2 senior. Adam DeLate, 6'2 and a sophomore. And Mitchell Muller, a 6'3 senior for head coach Aaron Martin. And again, talking with Martin at halftime, he said they're still really trying to find their identity on the offensive end of the court, are the Whippets. So again, they're just, you know, they're winning. And he even used the phrase himself. Crusader defense. And again, Gaifon is going to be a special problem for them because not only is he 6'4", but he's got great feet, soft hands, and really has found a way to really use his body very, very effectively. And again, they just kind of work the offense through them. And then they got a couple of guys that can hit shots from time to time on the outside as well. So the Whippets are really going to have to find some way of kind of slowing out that inside-out game, because Grand Island Central Catholic on offense will work the ball in and then kick it out, and then sometimes just keep it in with Gaifon if they have some advantages in there as well. And I've seen them play once this year, and if you don't put pressure on the ball, they get it into Gaifon, and Gaifon makes good decisions with the ball. And a big part of his game is his ability to find someone to pass to and then give them a good look. So Minden really going to have to execute, and I certainly think they can on their home floor. I would not be shocked at all to see Minden come out of here with a win, but I'd say the Crusaders are a little bit of a favorite here in the game. So that's just going to wrap things up here for the New Tech Seed pregame show. Proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to step away for a little bit. We'll return back here to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth as we'll start things between the Whip and the Crusaders right after this timeout.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engine from Husker Power Products of Hastings. And the crowd on the far side on their feet as the Minden Whippets are being introduced on their home court here at C.L. Jones Middle School. Of course, they'll be wearing their home white uniforms with the purple trim. Purple numbers, a little bit of black outline on there as well. And the Crusaders will be wearing their dark blue uniforms. And that'll wrap up our New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech, your yield leader. Contact Terry Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And again, I just love this old building. It has a lot of character. And again, Grand Island Central Catholic's new gym is a thing of beauty as well. But this one just kind of has that old school feel to it. Still plenty of room on this this old side, and then they kind of have a newer side that really kind of, on that side of the court, almost feels like that new facility that Grand Island Central Catholic has as well. So kind of a combination, both old and new here for the Whippets. For Minden, doing the jumping here is going to be Adam DeLate, and Gaifon will do the honors here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Both teams 3-1 on the season. Crusaders probably played a little bit tougher schedule here, so a lot of ways people kind of think more about their 3-1 record than what Minden has. But Minden certainly can boost their resume here today. The tip is in the air, and it is going to be controlled by Grand Island Central Catholic as they'll bring the ball in the offensive zone here. Elijah Hunter with the dribble. He'll give it off on the left wing here for Brady Brokaw as they work it back around the perimeter. Crusaders will work at top of the key. Three-pointer rolls around, and what a great shooter's touch there by John Rowetter, as he'll stroke that one in. First points of the ball game belong to the Crusaders, shooting over the top of that man-to-man defense here for the Whippets. On the dribble here for Minden is going to be Nick Warner. Warner picks up his dribble, and he'll give it off here for Choquette. Choquette working against some pressure here by Brokaw. Will kick it off on the right wing. And again, nothing happening there, and using up his dribble is going to be Warner, and Warner's going to throw it in the corner here for DeLate. Back out here for Choquette. Choquette's going to skip it out on the baseline as Mueller, and Mueller will hit the jumper. That was a great skip pass over for Mitchell Mueller, and Mueller is able to stroke it in. 3-2 here, Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead and the basketball. We're in the early stages of action here on the Breeze, 94.5. Entry pass inside for Gaifon, and it was knocked out of bounds by Mitchell Mueller. Mueller, 6'3", strong kid, big kid. Johanna Gaifon, 6'4". Very similar physiques between those two guys. That's going to be a pretty good matchup. inbounded here. As a little ball fake for Rowetter. And he'll give it off on the left side. Jumper by Elijah Hunter. And Hunter will stroke it in. So Hunter makes the three-pointer. So Grand Island Central Catholic has hit two three-pointers here in the early stages. They lead it 6-2. Directing traffic going to be Jonas Lovin. And he'll make a pass on the left side here for Werner. Werner facing a little bit of pressure there for by Hunter. And he still has his dribble. Werner will give it top of the circle here for Choquette. Choquette dribbles to that left side. Takes it all the way in. And high off the glass, no good. And Hunter is able to pull down that rebound. And on the run here come the Crusaders. And now slowing it down will be Elijah Hunter. Hunter gives it off on that left side for Phoenix Stevenson. Stevenson and Hunter playing catch right now. With it is Hunter. And now he'll lob it top of the circle here for Brady Brokaw. He'll give it off on the right side. And a three-pointer for Rowetter. It's no good. And rebounded by DeLate. So DeLate is able to pull down that defensive rebound after the missed three. And now a three in transition here for the Crusaders. And that one won't go. And Guy Fawn is going to be whistled for the travel. So Guy Fawn pulled down that rebound and then trying to pass it out. He then turned the ball over because the defense was in step into the passing lane. So instead of giving up a layup, he ends up walking with the basketball. Werner off the inbounds will give the ball right back out here for Mueller. Mueller for Choquette. Choquette on the dribble will give it off on the left side here for Jonas Lovin. Lovin on the baseline throws it down low. That's DeLate. DeLate shot won't fall. Guy Fawn is able to pull down the rebound after that Minden miss. And Hunter now standing near midcourt, facing a little 2-3 zone. They get it on the baseline for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn jump stop, takes it off glass, and it's in. Johanna Guy Fawn muscled that one up. It was actually blocked at his waist momentarily, but he didn't walk with it. He kept his feet as that ball was actually blocked at his knees as he was bringing it up and then was able to muscle his way through it. So it's 8-2 here, Grand Island Central Catholic, and on the dribble is Mueller. Mueller will give it on the left wing here for Jonas Lovin. Mueller will set a screen. Lovin will step up to the three-point line. He'll fire a three, and it is going to go out of bounds. That was a nice screen by Mueller, but Lovin wasn't able to stroke in the three-pointer. So it's 8-2 with 4:35 to go here in the first quarter. Crusaders with a six-point lead, in part because they've hit a couple of three-pointers. So two out of four from three-point range, and then a turnover, and then a foul. Hunter tried to get it back. It was stolen away by Choquette. Choquette makes the steal. And for Hunter, that is going to be his first personal foul, team's first foul as well. So Minden will inbound. They work it now left side for Lovin. Gives it top of the circle here for Mueller. On the right wing for Werner. Werner gives it to Choquette. Choquette has a hand in his chest, and he'll give it off left side for Mueller. He'll fire a three. That is off the mark, and the rebound is going to be taken out of there by Stevenson. Stevenson snags the bound, and Hunter will work it back around. Stevenson now gets it on the baseline, gets it to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn with the catch, a little ball fake, baskets up and good. Johanna Guy Fawn, his first 2 points, but that was a nice entry pass into him on the baseline. And he now has a correction. He has 4 points in the game, and we got a timeout taken here by Minden. Aaron Martin calls the timeout with 3:41 to go in the first quarter. It is 10-2. Grand Island Central Catholic leading Minden. We're back right after this.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the Whippets need a bucket here. They're down by 8, 10-2 with 3:41 to go, and just trying to set something up offensively is Minden head coach Aaron Martin. We'll see what they do as they bring it in the offensive zone here. Werner We'll give it off on the left side here for Jonas Lovin. Top of the key, Mitchell Muller. He's well behind the three-point arc. And he'll give the ball off here for Cole Gibbons, who checked in during that timeout. Off of the screen, driving here is Showcat. Kicks on the right side. Lovin has a good look at a three. Can't pull it down as Guy Fawn is able to pull down the rebound. So Guy Fawn with the rebound. Corner. Here's a three in transition. Good in the corner. And that stroked in by John Rowetter. That is going to be three for him after Minden has that miss on the other end, and Guy Fawn is able to pull down that rebound. So again, Minden in a little bit of a hole here. They're down by 11, 13 to 2. Showcat on that left side has the dribble. He's picked up defensively here by Weens. The drive is no good. Rebounded by Harry Heidelk. So Minden with the miss. And Heidelk is able to pull down that rebound. And now long pass for Guy Fawn. And Guy Fawn makes the catch on the backside. Lays it up and in. Great assist there by Grand Island Central Catholic's Heidelk. As Guy Fawn gets that bucket. On the run here is going to be Werner. Werner kicks it out. Open three for Cole Gibbons. That's off the mark. And so Minden misses another three-pointer here. And the Crusaders up by 13 with 2 minutes to go. We'll work it back around the perimeter. Brokaw gave it away. Now he'll get it at the free throw line. He's going to back up, give it on the left side. Phoenix Stevenson pass, and it is out of bounds, but it was knocked out of bounds by Cole Gibbons. Jonathan Miller and Adam DeLate checking back in here for Minden. Minute 48 to go, first quarter, 15-2. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead and the basketball. As they get it off here on the right side, Weens had it momentarily. He'll give it back out here for Brokaw, who's directing traffic. He'll give left side for Alex Allen, who checked in during that stoppage. And he'll skip it off on the right side here for Heidelk. And again, literally directing traffic is Brady Brokaw. He's moving pieces around as he stands near midcourt, has the dribble. He'll take it in the lane. Nice bounce pass down to the baseline. Jumper's up and good for Alex Allen. So Allen gets the bucket after that nice penetration and bounce pass through the lane. 17-2. And Coach Martin of Minden said they were looking for their identity on offense is Minden. Well, they're certainly also looking for points as they now have turned the ball over. Nope, yeah, he stepped out of bounds. Not out of bounds, but back over and back. Long pass. Arendt and Jonas Lovin tried to make the save, and they actually stepped past the black line. So that'll be a Minden turnover here. Unofficially, the shooting really the big difference in this one so far. We'll check those numbers for you here in a little bit. 48 seconds to go. We'll check the numbers when we come back to start the second quarter. Crusaders working it around the perimeter, just kind of passing around, and now a little penetration. We got a hand check. It's going to be whistled on the Crusaders. On the drive there was Brokaw, and we're going to have a block. That's going to be a moving screen. I didn't see who it was away from the action. The moving screen is going to be on Alex Allen. So Allen commits the moving screen. And with 30 seconds left across the timeline and sliding to a stop is going to be Trevor Jacobson. That's going to be a turnover. It's one of those forced turnovers, though, because that was pretty good defense being put on him. GICC across the timeline, weaving through the pressure here, is going to be Heidelk. Heidelk gave it away, now has it back. 16 seconds left. Little token pressure being put on here by Jaden Nielsen. Heidelk gets it off on the right side. Here's a three-pointer that's a little bit short by Weens. And the rebound is taken out of there by Josiah Lovin. Pass on the right side, Nielsen. They'll give it off on the right wing. And a three-pointer at the buzzer by Matt Ekstrom is just off the mark. So we have played one quarter play. It is 17-2. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead over Minden. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Minden has possession of the basketball first to start the second quarter here. A little drive in the lane. Floater up, no good. Offensive rebound. The bucket will fall for a hardworking Jaden Nielsen. Nielsen with the strong drive, and then he was able to get the offensive rebound and bucket. And now Minden will be able to pressure the ball just a little bit. Let's give you some stat numbers here unofficially. Grand Island Central Catholic from the floor, 7 of 10 in the game. Minden, 2 of 11. Three-point shooting, GICC, 3 of 6. Minden is 0 for 5. Biggest numbers really are the shooting numbers so far here in the ballgame. Between the circles, Matt Ekstrom has the dribble for Minden. He'll drive. Shot's no good. Guy Fawn is able to pull down the rebound, and they'll work it up ahead. A little jump stop in the lane, and Rowetter will hit the bucket. So, again, just a great bit of basketball there. Guy Fawn got it to his point guard, long outlet pass, and then you get the bucket on the other end by Rowetter. Little ball fake here. Driving is going to be Nielsen. Nielsen then is shut off. He'll give it to Ekstrom. Ekstrom gives it for Trevor Jacobson. Trevor Jacobson facing some pressure. Gets it in the lane. A little fade away. No good for Josiah Lovin. And coming out with a rebound here is Rowetter. So Rowetter with the rebound after Minden has the miss. And now stepping into a long deuce is going to be Brokaw. Brokaw's shot is no good. Rebound. Kick back out. Another rebound. This one's to Guy Fawn, and Guy Fawn is going to be fouled. So Guy Fawn with an offensive rebound, and also Rowetter had a rebound in there earlier as Grand Island Central Catholic missed a couple of shots, but Guy Fawn with that rebound hit on the arm by Brendan Hoban, and so you're going to have a couple of free throws coming up here for Guy Fawn. And the first one is up and no good. A nice round here for the Minden faithful as kind of almost a line change. Gibbon right now leading Ravenna 13-11 in boys basketball on our sister station, The Breeze. Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. I'm on The Breeze as Guy Fawn hits the free throw with 5:37 to go. It is 19-4. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead. Kick on the left side. The long jumper is no good. Offensive rebound will fall, though. Working hard for that rebound in underneath was Adam DeLate, and DeLate is able to make the putback after Minden has the miss. And then an entry pass in for Guy Fawn, and Guy Fawn hits an easy bucket. Quick jumper right side. Three-pointer up and good for Jonas Lovin. He's able to stroke it in. And now a loose ball. Lovin knocked it around. Bounces around right into the hands of Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn is going to dribble through traffic. The big guy with the bounce pass down low is going to be laid up and in. Coming through there with the basketball was Guy Fawn. And Allen then gets the bucket as Guy Fawn dribbled through a couple of guys. And then that nice little bounce pass to set up Allen for the easy bucket. A little ball fake here for Lovin. Lovin gets the ball back. On the baseline, Minden is shut off there. Choquette's in a little bit of trouble. They work it back around. Werner's got it. Werner working against Hunter. Hunter knocks the ball loose and comes up with a steal. Nope. Werner is able to track it down. Werner will drive. Floater in the lane. Back of the iron. No good. Guyfon will pull down the rebound here for Grand Island Central Catholic. After that, Minden miss. And now a kick in the corner right wing. Three-pointer. No good for Rowetter. And coming out with that rebound is going to be Minden. It's Choquette who pulls down the rebound. And we've got a stoppage here because of some problems with the scoreboard, I believe. Well, they're going to bring Jacob Choquette off the floor here. No, he's going to inbound it. Jonas Lovin is the one that's going to come out. I'm not sure why they stopped the clock. In any event, with 4:50 to go here, they stop it. 24-9. And on the dribble is Werner. Snap pass down low, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Grand Island Central Catholic. Nice read there by Alex Allen, who was able to step through there and knock the ball away. Brett Weens checks back into the game here for the Crusaders. As Minden will throw it in on their baseline, they trail it 24-9 with 4:41 to go. We're in the second quarter, and the lob pass is tipped around, and it's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to say it's officials get together, and they're going to say it is Grand Island Central Catholic ball. The Husker Power Products broadcast booth here at C.L. Jones Middle School. And the Crusaders will inbound it. They're facing just a little bit of pressure here, but they're handling it pretty effectively. They get it on the baseline to Guyfon. Guyfon, nice post move. And Johanna Guyfon with a couple more points here. He's got 11 in the game. Rowetter has 8 here for Grand Island Central Catholic. The Guyfon has more than the Whippets do as a team. 26-9. Bounce pass inside, stepping through there and making the steal is going to be Brett Weens. So Weens with the steal. And now they'll kick it out between the circles here in the half-court set. Allen had it momentarily. And now with the basketball is going to be Brett Weens. Weens on that right side facing some man-to-man. Will kick on the left side here for Heidel. Heidel, top of the circle for Alex Allen. Right wing, they'll get the basketball to Elijah Hunter. Now left side, thinking about the three was Heidel. Now he'll dribble up inside the top of the key. His jumper is no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. Snagging the bound for Minden was DeLate, and DeLate was fouled by Alex Allen, and that is going to be his second. Third as a team on Grand Island Central Catholic. Minden has committed only one foul so far in the ballgame, and they trail it 26-9. Whippets make some substitutions. Trevor Jacobson on the dribble. Now back around the perimeter we go. Miller's got it. Miller will fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound and bucket for Mitchell Mueller. So Mueller was able to reel that one in as he gets the putback, and now he'll go to the free throw and try to finish off a three-point play. The foul is whistled on Allen, and that is going to be the third foul on him. Guyfon and Hunter checking back in here for Grand Island Central Catholic. And Mitchell Mueller, the 6'3 senior, will be handed the basketball here with a chance to finish off a three-point play. Bends the knees. Good-looking free throw, and he makes it. Matt Ekstrom and Jonas Lovin checking back in here for the Whippets. Long pass up ahead, breaking the press, and then having the ball knocked away. Brett Weens thought he had it, but he had to slow down just a fraction to try to come up with the ball, and Matt Ekstrom was able to knock it away. It still will be Grand Island Central Catholic ball, but that's good hustle there by Ekstrom. That looked like that was going to be a layup. Hunter will inbound the basketball. They'll work it back around the perimeter here to Brokaw. Top of the circle here for Heidelk, and he took an extra step. Yeah, Grand Island Central Catholic turned it over. Kind of interesting. The official was ready to hand the ball to Elijah Hunter. Hunter was still trying to direct traffic, didn't want the ball yet because the five-second count begins as soon as he picks it up. Well, when he didn't take it, they just laid the ball down. Hunter very quickly inbounded it with no problem. We got a reach foul going to be listed here on Grand Island Central Catholic, and that'll be on Hunter. That's two now on Hunter. Five fouls whistled on the Crusaders, only one against the Whippets. And Minden will inbound it. They get it top of the key. Here's a three-pointer up and off the mark. They had a pretty good look at there, but Matt Ekstrom's three-pointer hits the side of the iron, and it goes out of bounds. So it will be Grand Island Central Catholic basketball here. They get it to Guyfon momentarily. On the dribble now, they get the ball out here for Heidelk. Heidelk gave it away, now gets it back. Hunter's got it on that left side. Elijah Hunter now will help work it inside for Guyfon, and Guyfon will get the bucket. Nice little pass into that corner, and as soon as it goes into the corner, Guyfon gets himself some position, and he gets that bounce pass and puts it up and in. And we've got a little hand check that's going to be whistled here on Grand Island Central Catholic's Harry Heidel. That'll be his first. Inbounded here for Trevor Jacobson. Jacobson will drive, and Guyfon with the block, and it is out of bounds. Good, clean block there by Johanna Guyfon. Minden will inbound it as Jonas Lovin will toss it in. 5 second counts going on. He's able to toss it in here for Matt Ekstrom. 28-12. Cut through the lane. Layup is going to be up and in. Nice little bounce pass inside for Jonas Lovin. And Lovin is able to add his two more points. So he's got five in the game. Hunter brings it across the timeline. And a nice pass to Guyfon. Guyfon with the miss, but he gets the offensive rebound and the bucket. So he missed one, and then he makes one. And then we've got a stoppage here as they're going to mop up some sweat. That was a nice pass from Elijah Hunter from near midcourt to get it to Guyfon in stride. And it had been a very impressive play if Guyfon wasn't able to hit that layup there. Wasn't quite able to do it, but he did get the rebound. So 2:03 to go here in the second quarter. It is 30-14. Grand Island Central Catholic with a 16-point lead. Minden across the timeline. Jacobson. We'll take it to the elbow, and his pass is through the lane, and they'll be out of bounds. Turnover on Minden. Again, shooting right now, the big story in my mind here in the game. Minden is 6 of 20. Grand Island Central Catholic is 13 of 20. And that pretty much accounts for a 16-point advantage here for Grand Island Central Catholic. Elijah Hunter will pass it up ahead to Guyfon. Guyfon, little spin move. Will lay it up and in. A little ball fake. Got everybody moving. He didn't know what to do with it. 5 second count was going on, and he just powered that one up and in. He just got such good feet. He doesn't get himself out of balance. Drive on the right wing. Gibbons takes an extra step with it. I like what he was trying to do there. Just a little bit more adhesive on the bottom of those shoes, maybe. In fact, Aaron Martin right now having a discussion with the official. That might have been about Guyfon's play earlier. In any event, we've reached a ability to agree to disagree. Grand Island Central Catholic brings in the offensive zone. On the dribble here is Brokaw. Brokaw hands it off here for Weens. Right wing, they get it off for John Pfeiffer, who checked in during that stoppage. They give it to Brokaw. Bounce pass to Hunter. Hunter working in. Hunter, turnaround jumper over traffic. No good. Guyfon with the tip, trying to get the ball. He can't. Coming out with it is Trevor Jacobson, as Jacobson is able to end the position there. So now they'll work it back around the perimeter. Half-court offense here for Minden. Off the screen, driving here is Jonas Lovin. Lovin has some contact. Can't get the shot to fall. Can't get the tip to fall either. As Lovin with a couple of opportunities here, but I wasn't able to come up with it. And now Hunter's going to milk the clock as Guyfon was able to pull down that rebound on the other end. 32-14, up by 18, standing at the nose of the whippet near midcourt with this dribble is going to be Elijah Hunter. Coming up at halftime, we'll have the Allen Superstore halftime show. Hunter facing a little pressure here by Jonas Lovin. Dribbles to the right side. Hunter takes it off the baseline. His jumper's up and good. Nice work there by Elijah Hunter. 2 seconds left. Half court shot, and it's going to be short. And so we have one half that is in the books. And a 20-point lead here for Grand Island Central Catholic. They lead it 34-14. We'll send it back for some commercials. We'll be back in just a few moments here with the Allen Superstore Halftime Show coming up right after this.
People you know, community people, people you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. The only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Minden Middle School, C.L. Jones Middle School, as Grand Island Central Catholic leads in boys basketball 34-14 at halftime. This is the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. Shop Allen's Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, and much more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ad and offers thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore? The You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Kind enough to join us to talk about the girls' basketball game as the Lady Whippets win it 77-22 as the head coach of Minden, Rick Cremosta. And you said you don't need to run to Allen's. You got pretty much all the Christmas all taken care of, huh?
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about where you're at with your team. I'll tell you what, that first quarter, very, very impressive in terms of being able to force the turnover and just a lot of easy layups, a lot of good looks for three-pointers in transition. That is exactly what you're trying to do, is it not?
Well, yeah, of course, that's what we're trying to do. It doesn't always work that way, but, you know, our girls have been able to, in most of our games this year, come out and play well early in the game and get things started, and we've been able to play pretty unselfish basketball, and that's paying off right now.
Yeah, and again, a lot of attention is made for the Kissinger three. For years we called them the twins, but now you got the Kissinger three. Again, it doesn't really seem that anybody on this team matters who they pass it to, who gets the look, who gets the points.
No, I've been able to tell the girls after every game, you know, I said, you guys are playing unselfish basketball, and as long as we can do that, you know, we're going to be a pretty competitive team, I think.
And obviously with those three sisters there, they're pretty close. You know, that's a pretty good start, isn't it, in terms of having a team that cares for each other, because you've got three sisters that care for each other.
Yeah, they're special players, all those kids. And we got some other kids that play pretty darn well, too. And, you know, they're all unselfish, and they all care for each other, and they're playing for each other. And it doesn't really matter to them who's putting the points up. It's just it's a team thing right now, and that's the thing we're going to continue to try to strive for.
And it very much was, because that team defense just kind of knocked the ball loose, and then whoever's kind of in that open space is the one that kind of finds the ball, and it's almost like blood in the water for you guys, it seems like, because you guys build so much momentum, you put that press on, you get the bucket, and then you're right back in with that press. You're just really kind of in that rhythm.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it comes a lot easier than other games, Randy, and tonight was one of those nights where we got things going pretty good early, and it kind of snowballed on GICC a little bit. And, you know, there are going to be some lots tougher games down the road, and we just got to continue to try to improve our basketball team.
And how do you do that, though, Coach? Because, honestly, you haven't really been pushed yet. I mean, you take a look at your scores, and we're not trying to say anything that's going to be on anybody's bulletin board anywhere, but they've been pretty comfortable games in terms of looking at those scores. You probably want that push, because you're going to run into that down the road. You're going to need to win those tight games.
Oh, there's going to be several tight games and tough games for our team. So, you know, we just got to go out and play and try to improve each game. And, you know, you can't, you know, you just got to do what you can do and play as hard as you can and, you know, look up at the scoreboard when it's done, I guess, and see where you're at. But there's going to be some very competitive games down the road coming up here after the first of the year, that's for sure.
I was really kind of impressed with Rebecca Stewart. You know, obviously the Kissinger girls get a lot of attention, but Rebecca Stewart doesn't really get that much attention, but she's been a solid ball player for you.
Well, Becca's a heck of a ball player, and she's a great competitor. And, you know, I think the thing that Rebecca can do is she can run the floor. You know, I think her speed is very deceiving to a lot of teams, and the Kissingers and all our players, if she runs the floor and she's open, she's going to get the ball. And she understands that, and she's able to get some easy buckets because of that and rewarded for the effort she does running the court. So
you have an interesting mix. You have the two Kissinger twins, the seniors, they start, and then you got a junior, you got a sophomore, you got a freshman. I mean, so you've kind of got a unique mix there.
Yeah, you know, it's – I guess, you know, Rebecca's played last year with mm-hmm. these girls, and of course Taylor's a freshman coming in, but she's played enough basketball that, you know, she's not a freshman. And of course, Brooke and Jamie, they've been there all 4 years for us. But we've got, you know, Allie Rouse and Emily Malcolm and Jenna Denny and Addie Woodward, they all come in and play a lot. So, you know, we've got a good mix of all grade levels, and they're doing a good job playing together and playing for each other.
And that deep bench, very important for the style that you like to play, where you like to play the entire length of the court for as long as you need to.
Yeah, we need that bench to be strong and continue to improve. Those young kids continue to improve, and they are. They're making some good improvement here the last few weeks, so we hope that continues the second half of the year.
What sort of things you really kind of feel in practice when you have a little bit of time here that you really kind of fine-tune a little bit more?
Well, defense is something that I always stress, and we just got to continue to make it tough on teams. We practice defense way more than we do offense, and we're going to continue to do that. The kids I have out there are skilled pretty well, that if we can force a turnover – you know, they got a good chance that we're going to finish on the other end and get an easy bucket, and because they play so unselfish and they can create for themselves. So we stress a lot of rebounding. We got to get better. That's probably the one facet of our game that we've got to continue to improve on and continue to focus on is our rebounding effort.
All right, Rick, keep it going.
Thank you, Randy.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Yep, you too.
Rick Camosta, head girls basketball coach at Minden. They won it 77-22 over Grand Island Central Catholic. The Grand Island Central Catholic boys lead it 34-14 here at halftime. We'll take a quick 30-second break, and we'll be back with more of the Allen Superstore Halftime Show right after this.
Just cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back here to Minden. And you're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore Hastings. Allen has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and wine cellar. They'll beat any competitor's ads and offers thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop your locally owned Allen Superstore, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings? Real quick, checking the numbers here for Grand Island Central Catholic. No surprise that they're being led so far by Johanna Gaifon. He's got 17 points. John Rowetter with 8. Elijah Hunter with 5. And Alex Allen has a little bit of foul trouble with 3, but he has 4 points here in the first half. For Minden, again, only 14 points at intermission. So not a lot of scoring to really talk about. But leading the way is Jonas Levin. He's got 5. Mitchell Mueller has 5. 2 for Jaden Nielsen and 2 for Adam DeLate. So those are your numbers as both teams break in the huddle here. It will be Grand Island Central Catholic basketball to start things off. And just real quick, statistics-wise, field goal shooting, 15 of 23 is Grand Island Central Catholic from the field. 6 of 23 is Minden. There's your difference right there. That'll equate to about 20 points. The Whippets back on defense. Grand Island Central Catholic has their first possession here as we start the third quarter. And with the dribble here is going to be the Whippets working around on the left wing. As they get it off on the right side. Grand Island Central Catholic, John Rowetter is able to stroke in the three-pointer. I just muddled that one up impressively. How bad I got that muddled up. Grand Island Central Catholic strokes in the three-pointer as they had the basketball. I misspoke when I said Minden had it. Minden's back on defense now as Choquette has it on that far side. He'll give it between the circles here for Muller, and Muller's pass is going to be knocked away by Phoenix Stevenson. He was the last to touch it. So it will be Minden basketball, and checking in for the Whippets is going to be Jonathan Miller. So Miller comes in, and Jonas Levin's going to lob it inside for Mitchell Muller, and Muller lost the... There's a foul in there, and we'll see who they gave it to. It's going to be on 1-5 and not 45. They were both there. So Phoenix Stevenson is going to be whistled for the foul. Gaifon does not even have a foul in this game. But a couple of free throws coming up here for Mitchell Muller. Nice entry pass on that inbounds, and Muller will hit the first of 2 free throws. So he makes the first, makes it 37-15. Minden down by 22, and now make that 21 because he hits both ends of the two shots there. And inbounder for Gaifon, who has a long pass up ahead. There's nobody up there with Rowetter. As Rowetter takes it all the way in, just that long pass and breaking right away was Rowetter. So on the dribble here is Werner for the Whippets. He'll kick it back out for Jonas Levin. Levin off of the screen, still has his dribble, and he'll throw it on that left side. Catching it is Nick Werner. That's a nice catch. He'll fire the three. It is no good. And coming out with it there is going to be Brokaw. Brokaw will work it inside, and Elijah Hunter is able to get the bucket as they worked it inside after that miss by Minden in that far corner. He is able to step up from 15 feet away, and he's able to roll that one in. So a nice little drive job there by Jacob Choquette. Top of the circle with the dribble here is going to be GICC. They work it around the perimeter, get it inside for Gaifon, and Gaifon just muscles his way in. Again, they kick it in that corner, and as soon as it goes in the corner, they just dump it right back into Gaifon. Gaifon gets that position, and he lays it up and in. 43-18. You got to be one step ahead of that little timing play. On the baseline, driving Jonathan Miller. He's going to kick it out. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Stevenson. Stevenson to Gaifon in transition. Gaifon shots, no good. We got bodies laying down, and coming up with a loose ball is going to be Minden. Werner gets the rebound, kicks it up ahead here on the right side for Jonas Levin. Levin missed the shot, but an offensive rebound, and now the ball goes out of bounds. And we've got a foul, I believe. And they're going to wipe up some sweat here as they have some moisture on the floor. I think they're just going to say the ball was out of bounds off of Grand Island Central Catholic. They have not issued a foul. I thought they were going to call one, but they're going to mop up some perspiration here. Got that all attended to, and the Whippets will inbound it. It's going to be Choquette. Oh, they're going to wipe it up on the far end. They noticed it on the one end of the court, and now on the Minden end, the Whippets will inbound underneath their own baseline. We've got a hold on the inbounds. That's going to be a moving screen. So Jonathan Miller is going to be whistled for the foul. And we've got another whistle here, another foul on the inbounds play. So a couple of quick fouls here on the Whippets. So Choquette whistled for the hold on the inbounds. And now a pass up ahead, and Guy Fawn's going to get an easy layup, and he's going to be fouled as well. He broke down just as soon as they inbounded it. Guy Fawn broke and got that long outlet pass. He lays it up and in, and then he's fouled by Mitchell Muller. And so right now nothing going for the Whippets the way they'd like it to. They trail it 45-18. Meanwhile, the Crusaders are cruising in this one. Guy Fawn at the line. His free throw is up and good. So Guy Fawn finishes off the three-point play with the make. And it's 46-18, 5:15 to go. And slowly in that offensive zone, going to be the Whippets. Trevor Jacobson will get it up on the baseline, and we're going to have a hold. Going to be whistled on Devin Beck. So GICC with the foul. They inbound the basketball, do the Whippets. They toss it in for Jacobson. Jacobson gives it top of the circle here for Jonathan Muller. Right side, Mueller's got it. A little ball fake for Jonas Levin. He'll penetrate in the lane, dump it in the corner, and we've got a foul in underneath. And that'll be on Harry Heidel. Inbound for Jacobson on the baseline. Gives it top of the circle here for Miller. Back right side off the screen is Choquette. His three-pointer is off the mark and then goes out of bounds. It hit the rim and went high over the top. And that will be Crusader basketball. Inbounded for Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn will give it right back to Devin Beck. Beck's across the timeline. Bounce pass on that right side, and they're going to set up the half-court offense. If Brett Weens wanted to fire the three, he had the chance, but he thought better of it. And now Heidelk will try to get it into Guy Fawn, and there's going to be a kick whistled on Jonas Levin. As Levin denied the pass. In for the Crusaders, Alex Allen. They had to protect him a little bit because he's got three personal fouls and checks in with 4:29 to go here in the third quarter. 46-18 as the Husker Power Products broadcast booth is here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. GICC with a 46-18 lead. Pass on that right side. Brett Weens has it. Had it knocked away, but he's able to track it down and get it to Heidel, who's got it top of the key. And now on the right wing, Ryan Burnell. He made a bad pass, but tracking it down is going to be Harry Heidel. He passed it and thought not doing it, tried to reel it back. Entry pass inside. That's a good drive. But Harry Heidel, though, has a shot blocked. And coming up with a loose ball here is going to be Ekstrom. Ekstrom coming up with that loose ball. Gives it inside, and on the penetration, we've got a foul. Jonas Levin got the rebound on one end, and now he's going to go to the free throw line and have a couple of shots. The foul is going to be whistled on Allen, and that is his fourth. That's a bit of a hard luck foul there. And the free throw is no good. And Jonas Levin misses the first of two free throws. Score remains 46-18. Ravenna right now is leading Minden 27-18 on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers right to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct, just south of Sonic and Hastings, and at Furniture Direct, hastings.net. Second free throw is up and good. So it's now 46-19, and Minden will try to pressure the basketball a little bit. Very high dunk brings it in the offensive zone. They now kick it to the left side for Weens. Weens will fire the three, and he's fouled. He's fouled by Mitchell Muller. And so Weens is going to go to the free throw line and will have three free throws. Well, they're going to say it's after the shot. So the Crusaders will have it. It was really kind of on that box out, but a lot of times they'll say that's on the shot, but I agree that that wasn't. Inbounded here for Weens. Weens will give it off here for Heidelk. Heidelk and Weens playing a little catch here for the Crusaders, who lead it 46-19, 3:25 to go. Elijah Hunter is able to kick it left side. Here's Weens for three. It's going to go out of bounds, and that'll be last touch by Grand Island Central Catholic on the shot. So it will be Whippet basketball, and they bring it across the timeline. On the bounce here is going to be Jonathan Miller. He's picked up by Hunter. Gives it for Cole Gibbons, who checked in, and he'll give it off for Jacob Choquette. Choquette from the elbow will flip it back out here for Cole Gibbons. Gibbons dribbles from the top of the key to the free throw line. Now he'll set a screen after passing it off, and a bad pass that is deflected, and that'll be a Minden turnover. And Elijah Hunter will bring in the offensive zone. They had to slow it down a little bit. That defense for the Whippets was able to prevent that from being a fast break opportunity. And Hunter will get off here for Ryan Bernal. Bernal will give it to Heidelk. Bernal and Heidelk playing catch. Now they'll cycle through. At the elbow, they get it to Brett Weens. They'll fire the jumper. It's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. It's going to be a push. And that's going to be on. It's going to be on Muller for Minden. Miller, not Muller. I'm sorry. So he commits the foul, and they'll inbound the basketball. Jumper by Hunter, no good. Rebound taken out of there by the Whippets. Long outlet pass up ahead on the drive. Shot won't fall by Nick Werner, and we got a foul on the rebound. So they had a look at it, and Minden just can't get things going here offensively. That's now six fouls on Minden, as that is a personal foul that's whistled on Mitchell Muller. That is going to be his third. Six as a team. So with 2:17 to go here in the third quarter, almost a one-on-one situation already for Grand Island Central Catholic. Hunter gets it across the timeline, works it up ahead here for Heidelk, who kicks it out at transition three for Weens. That will not fall, and the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Crusaders, so Minden will have it with 2:04 to go in the third quarter, 46-19. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead, but Minden's got the basketball here. And slowly in the offensive zone is going to be Trevor Jacobson. He'll give it to Choquette. Choquette, top of the circle here for Nick Werner. Werner doing a great job going after that ball. Otherwise, it would have been stolen. And now Werner will drive, put up a left-handed layup, and it's good. Nick Werner just finding a little seam, drives in hard, and we've got a timeout here from Minden. Minute 41 to go, third quarter, 46-21. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead, and they'll inbound it after this timeout by Minden. We're back right after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at C.L. Jones Middle School. Grand Island Central Catholic to inbound it, and they'll toss the ball in, facing some full court pressure here. They get it up ahead here for Elijah Hunter. Hunter, double team, is able to pass it to Harry Heidelk. Heidelk, top of the key, kicks left side for Bernal. He'll drive the lane. Shot no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds. And that'll be last touch by Grand Island Central Catholic. They got a good look. And a little one-handed floater in the lane after they broke the press. But they couldn't get that one to fall. And their hot shooting from the first half has cooled down, but they still have a 25-point lead. Left side, here's a three-pointer by Werner. It is no good. So he missed the three, and coming out of there with it is going to be Heidel. And we've got a timeout. Pressure being put on, and I'll tell you what, it was going to be very difficult for GICC, Central Catholic, to come up with the ball across the timeline in time. So a quick timeout here for Tino Martinez. Minute one to go, third quarter, 46-21. GICC with the lead. They'll inbound when we come back from this 30-second timeout.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So inbound of the ball here are going to be the Crusaders. As Devin Beck was able to come in, he gets it to Elijah Hunter. They work it inside for Beck. Beck's going to take it off glass. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Bernal. And Grand Island Central Catholic will maintain the possession here after they had that miss. Couldn't get the shot to fall. But pretty good work there by Ryan Bernal to pull down that offensive rebound. And now they'll get the ball off and they'll cycle everybody back through. And Elijah Hunter. I'll milk the clock a little bit, and he'll just play a little bit of catch here with Brett Weens. And extending that zone here is going to be Jonathan Miller, just to make something happen. 18 seconds to go in the quarter. And again, Hunter milking the clock. 10 seconds left. Now he'll drive top of the key, jump stop, gets the bounce pass down low. Devin Beck's shot won't fall. Offense, defensive rebound, pass up ahead. Werner at the buzzer essentially will drive, and he runs into Bernal, and that's going to be a foul. So after snagging that rebound, Nick Werner just went all the way up court, was able to drive in, and he's going to have two free throws. And the first one is no good. Checking in here for the whip, it's going to be Jacob Choquette. With 1.5 seconds to go, it's 46-21, late in the third quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic at the lawn, at the with the lead. Second free corner is good. And so they'll inbound it, and the ball is tipped at the buzzer, and it goes out of bounds. So that'll do it for three quarters of play, 46-22. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead. And it'll be Minden basketball when we start the fourth quarter right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed. Undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Riley Reinertsen is out, and right now Ravenna is leading 45-29 over Gibbon. We deliver to scores. Furniture Direct delivers right to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. You get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic and Hastings and at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. Minden has the basketball, trailing at 46-22. To start the fourth quarter here at C.L. Jones Middle School. And a little penetration here by Nick Werner. Werner's going to kick it back out for Trevor Jacobson. Jacobson throws in the corner for Choquette. Choquette facing some scrambling defense here, but Choquette still has his dribble. Takes it top of the circle. Kicks right wing. Penetration here by Jacobson on the baseline. Nice job there shutting him off by Phoenix Stevenson. And now they'll kick it off right side for Choquette, and Choquette will hit a three. So Choquette with a rare three-pointer. That is just their second out of 13 shots for Minden. Entry pass down low, and that's going to be tied up by Trevor Jacobson, but the possession arrow is pointing to the Crusaders. So they'll inbound the basketball. They get it to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn's going to take it up and in. So Guy Fawn just, they just lob it up for him. He makes the catch and takes it up and in. 48-23, Guy Fawn now with 24 points. Rowetter has 13 for Grand Island Central Catholic. Little flip play here. Nick Warner's got it. Warner takes it to the baseline. He's picked up there defensively. Now they quick little floater on the right side. Won't fall for Warner. And the rebound is taken out of there by Elijah Hunter. So Hunter comes up with the basketball. And he'll direct traffic. 6.5 to go. And we're going to have a little reach call on that far side against Jonathan Miller. And for him, that's going to be his third foul. Now 7 as a team against Minden. So Grand Island Central Catholic will step to the free throw line. Phoenix Stevenson will have the front end of a 1-1 coming up here. So a couple of free throws. Well, we'll see. Yeah, there'll be two free throws because the first one is made here. And the second free throw, back the iron, and no good. So Phoenix Stevenson goes 1 out of 2, but Guy Fawn is able to pull down the rebound. And Guy Fawn will back out with it. And he'll just work against some defense here by Moeller. Stevenson gives it to Guy Fawn. Guy Fawn lobs it for Hunter, and it's knocked loose. Nice defensive play by Matt Ekstrom, who basically is able to come up with that steal there. Makes a nice defensive play. Right. Muller's got it, and he'll play a little catch, giving it for Jonas Lovin. Lovin on the dribble. Faces some pressure by Alafer Choquette. Choquette off of a screen, still has his dribble cleared to that right side, enters it inside, and an extra pass as Cole Gibbons has it, gets it down low. There's a whistle, but I think they're going to call the foul before Muller was able to put up a shot. Phoenix is going to be whistled for the foul. Actually, I heard the whistle, and the ball was still in his hand, so you know, takes a little time after the foul is committed for the whistle to blow. Tipped pass. Guy Fawn comes up with a steal. Guy Fawn on the drive. Guy Fawn will lay, and it's good. So Guy Fawn with a tipped ball is able to make the steal, and now he's going to head to the free throw line. As stepping in there was Matt Ekstrom. Ekstrom committed the foul. He was probably there in time, but he was directly under the basket. So that'll be a block every time. And Guy Fawn will try to finish off a three-point play here. And his free throw is off the mark and no good. And tracking it down is going to be Moeller. So Moeller with that rebound. And they'll get it up ahead here for Choquette. Back to Moeller. He thought about the three. Guy Fawn, by the way, with 24 points here in the ballgame. And Elijah Hunter with the loose ball. Quickly, they get it up ahead. A little spin move, a little floater by Brady Brokaw. And Brokaw is able to hit the bucket. Brokaw now with 2 points in the ball game. 5:10 to go here, fourth quarter. On the dribble here is Jonas Lovin. Lovin helps work it down low. Little cut there by Moeller. Moeller's going to lay it up and in. Good pass there by Lovin. He got the ball back at the top of the key. Actually dropped back and threw it in underneath to Moeller. Breaking the press here is Brokaw. Brokaw, extra pass in traffic. Ball fake for Rowetter, and Rowetter probably need to shoot it because that's going to be Grand Island Central Catholic whistle for a 3-second call. 4:44 to go in the basketball game. 53-27. Grand Island Central Catholic in control here at C.O. Jones Middle School in Minden. Kick on that left side. They get the ball in the hands of Cole Gibbons. Gibbons gets it inside to Muller, and Muller muscles up, but he is fouled. So he's going to go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. Brokaw is going to be whistled for the foul. That's his first, and Muller will have two free throws. While he's shooting, Brokaw will fix his shoelaces. Muller's free throw is up and good. He's now got 10 points in the game. Only Whippet in double figures so far. Second free throw is up and good. So he makes both of them. He's got 11 in the game now, does Mitchell Muller, and he's going to come out. In for him is going to be Adam DeLate. Run the baseline, and inbounding is Brett Weens. Weens gets it back. He'll bounce it up ahead here for Heidelk, who's got it across the timeline. Off of a screen, he'll jump to that right wing, skip it across over here for Brett Weens. He takes it on the baseline. He's in trouble, but he's able to bounce it back out for Devin Beck. Beck will help work it around the perimeter, and with it now is Heidelk. Heidelk gives left side for Brett Weens, and we're going to have a little hand check foul that is whistled on Cole Gibbons. And for Gibbons, that's just his first foul, but we will be shooting some free throws here, as that's 9 team fouls on Minden, so this will be a 1-1. So Brett Weens at the free throw line hits the front end of a 1-1, and that'll earn him the bonus. 54-29, 4:06 to go. Second free throw is up and good. So he makes both free throws. And Brett Weens now picking up a couple of other points here. He's got 2 points in the game. His first two. Nick Werner on the dribble. And now he'll just V-cut, drive all the way in, and he's fouled. I think they're going to give that to Ryan Bernal. Yep, Bernal, that's going to be a foul on him. And the free throw is rolling around and good for Nick Werner. So Werner, who had 2 shots anyway on that strong drive, will shoot one more here with our score 55-30. 3:50 to go. Second free throw up and good. Well, Minden, if you want to look for silver lining, they're 9 of 11 from the free throw line. And with it is number 11 here for Grand Island Central Catholic, Ryan Bernal. We'll give it off on the left side here for Devin Beck. Beck gave it away. Now he wants it back, but they'll give it off here on the right side for Alex Allen. Back around to John Pfeiffer, who checked in a little bit ago. Nice V-cut here for Bernal, and Bernal has a shot blocked in underneath by Werner. So Werner with the block, but then the ball goes to the right wing. Alex Allen is able to stroke it up and in. So Allen able to hit that, and it's now 58-31. Minden on the dribble. That's Werner. Werner's used it up. 5-second count's going on. He's got to find somebody. And just in the nick of time, Jonathan Miller is able to break through there. Miller, he's looking for a backdoor cut. Nice move in the paint. Shot no good for Nick Werner. And coming up with the rebound here is going to be Harry Heidel. Not so sure. Heidel maybe didn't get a little bit of that shot. So Grand Island Central Catholic in the offensive zone. They get it off on the right side for Allen. Skips it across here for John Pfeiffer. Right wing with it is Harry Heidelk with 2:20 to go in the game, 58-31. And they'll give it off right side here for Harry Heidelk. Left wing Allen. Then they get off on the left side here for Ryan Bernal. They're just passing around the perimeter right now, and that entry pass is going to be stolen away. Grand Island Central Catholic turns it over. Minden on the run. They pass it up ahead. Layup in traffic by Ekstrom is no good. And loose ball stolen. Well, we both have steals. Just a couple of quick passes, and both teams turn the ball over in rapid succession. And right now, GICC has it. They kick it up ahead, and a three-pointer by John Pfeiffer that is off the mark. And the rebound taken out of there by Minden as Werner comes up with it, and we got a timeout. Minden calls timeout here with a minute 38 to go. They trail it 58-31. Timeout Whippets. We're back right after this.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Whippets inbound on the far sideline. They get it off to Jonathan Miller, and Miller in traffic has the ball go off of his foot and out of bounds. So Minden turns it over, and the Crusaders will inbound it with a 58-31 lead. Welcome back here to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at C.L. Jones Middle School. Entering it inside to the Crusaders. Nice post move by Devin Beck. Beck missed the shot, but the rebound in underneath. And I think it was Heidelk who come up with a bucket in there as he made the putback. 60-31. With the basketball for the Whippets here, Matt Ekstrom. Ekstrom will give it off for Trevor Jacobson. Jacobson, with a minute to go, gets it at the free throw line, and we got a whistle in underneath. And we're sorting out who's heading to the free throw line. It'll be Minden going to the line. Adam DeLate's going to go to the line. The foul is whistled on Devin Beck. So Beck with the foul. And we'll have a couple of free throws coming up here. And the first one is up and in for Adam DeLate. DeLate has one more. That one is no good. And rebounded by the Crusaders. Allen comes up with the rebound. And now with the basketball, working it around the perimeter was Bernal. They'll give it a back out here for Allen. Back around the perimeter on the right side. Heidelk, 40 seconds to go. Bounce pass to the elbow here for John Pfeiffer. Back right side for Harry Heidelk. And Heidelk's going to milk the clock a little bit more here as his team leads it 60-32. Bouncing is Heidelk. And again, Minden just having some offensive problems here, and Grand Island Central Catholic just being Grand Island Central Catholic. In the corner, Alex Allen has the dribble, 14 seconds to go, gives it back to Heidelk, 10 seconds. I don't even know if Grand Island Central Catholic will bother to put up a shot here as Bernal is back there, and they're not looking to really score here. They'll pass on that right side. Allen's going to hold it on his hip, hand it to the official, and it is a final score. Grand Island Central Catholic with a 60-32 win over the Minden Whippets. So Grand Island Central Catholic now is 4-1 on the season. Minden falls to 3-2 on the year. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up right after this timeout.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now you care more about things like square footage and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska, rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. A final in this one, a comfortable win, 60-32. Grand Island Central Catholic with the win over the Minden Whippets. Let's take a look at some of the numbers that we have for you here in the ball game. Leading the way for Minden in double figures tonight was Mitchell Muller. He finished with 11 points and about four rebounds. Jonas Levin had six. Jacob Choquette with five. Nick Werner with five. Adam DeLate, three. And Jaden Nielsen with two. Shooting from the field, unofficially, I had them 10 of 33 from the field for a little bit over 30% in the game. They were 8 of 20 from two-point range and only 2 of 13 from behind the arc. So they shot about 15% from three-point range, one of the major factors in the game in this one. Meanwhile, for Grand Island Central Catholic, they pick up the win, 60-32. And to nobody's surprise, leading scorer for the Crusaders was Johanna Gaifon. Gaifon finished with 24 points on the day. Had plenty of help, though, from John Rowetter. He finished with 13. Elijah Hunter with 7. Alex Allen with 7. Ryan Bernal with 2. Brady Brokaw, 2. Harry Heidelk, 2. And Brett Weens with 2. Phoenix Stevenson with a free throw. He finished with 1 point on the night. Shooting from the field for Grand Island Central Catholic, they were 25 of 42. They shot right at 59.5%, almost 60%. They were 20 of 29 from two-point range and 5 of 13, about 39% from behind the arc. And free throw line, they were 5 of 8. Both teams actually shot the ball pretty well from the free throw line. They were 5 of 8, and Minden was 10 of 13 from the free throw line. But again, Grand Island Central Catholic just shooting the ball much, much better here tonight, and they win this one by a final of 60-32. You are listening to the MISCO Sports Postgame Report. MISCO Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at the Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at MISCO's. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. So, Minden, let me make sure I get the right sheet here. Minden now will travel to Phillipsburg, Kansas. They'll play on Saturday night in Phillipsburg, Kansas. That's next up here for the Whippets, who are now 3-2 on the season. Grand Island Central Catholic now 4-1 on the year. Tomorrow, they'll be traveling to Lincoln to take on Lincoln Christian. And Lincoln Christian, a perfect 5-0 on the season in Class C1. So that's going to be a pretty big matchup for Grand Island Central Catholic on the road as they take on Lincoln Christian. And then both teams will be in their holiday tournaments. Grand Island will host their own GICC holiday tournament. Meanwhile, Minden, their holiday tournament will be in Holdridge as they'll have that starting on the 27th and 28th for the Whippets. So once again, our final in this one, 60-32, Grand Island Central Catholic with a win over the Minden Whippets. Minden now 3-2 on the season. Grand Island Central Catholic is now 4-1 on the year. We're going to take a quick break. We'll take about a minute and a half break here and hopefully be able to talk with one of the coaches from Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll do that as we continue with our MISCO Sports Postgame Report coming up right after this timeout.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative.
Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back here to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Misco Sports has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ward storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's will be better equipped for all the games you play. Once again, our final in this one, it was 60-32. Grand Island Central Catholic with the win over the Minden boys. The girls game belongs to the Whippets, a final of 77-22. Earlier, it was 56-40. Ravenna with the win over over the Gibbon Buffaloes on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. And in girls basketball earlier on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, no problem as Ravenna picked up the win over Gibbon, a final in that one of 46-22. We're going to take one last break. When we come back, we'll talk with the coaches from Grand Island Central Catholic as they win it 60-32. We're back right after this.
People you know, community people, people you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to C.L. Jones Middle School in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth. And joining us to talk about the win tonight for the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, Rob Misick. And, Coach, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming up.
Absolutely. Appreciate the coverage.
Yeah, I tell you what, just a solid effort tonight. It just, more than anything else, you just, the one stat that kind of stands out to me, you guys shot the ball about twice as good as they did, and you end up getting 20 points because you get such good looks when you guys work your half-court offense.
I thought our guards did a really good job tonight of getting us and organizing our half-court offense, and we pounded the ball inside with Johanna, and that opens up perimeter shots for guys like John Roeder, Brett Weens, and Brady Brokaw and Eli Hunter. And I thought we had a great balance tonight on inside out.
And really both ends of the court. I mean, you guys shot the ball twice as well because you guys really offensively moved the ball very effectively, exactly like you said. But also defensively, it seemed like every shot Minden took was a contested one.
And that was one thing we talked about this week in practice. We knew we had to shut down Choquette, Lovin, because their guys, once they get on a roll, are tough to stop. And we just kind of planted the seed that, hey, we've got to contest every shot they take and not let those guys have any open looks at the basket.
In that first half, you guys were really hot from three-point line. It cooled off a little bit in the second half. But, again, that inside-out game, and then you get guys that really can kind of stroke up there and do it. I mean, John Rowetter with 13 points. Obviously, Johan is going to get his points every night. But somebody always steps up, it seems like, for you on the outside.
And that's what we talked about also before the season even started in November, that we're going to have somebody besides Johan step up and score. It might be John Rowetter one night. It might be Eli Hunter going to the basket.
Yeah.
You know, penetrating. It might be Brett Weens coming off the bench. So we need a second, third scoring option, and I thought guys really stepped up and embraced that role tonight.
And they're really trying to force turnovers, but unofficially, I had you guys only for about 9 or 10 turnovers the entire night. That's honoring and that's respecting every possession that you have.
It is, and we know that Minden can score in bunches off their half-court trap and their press, and that was an emphasis, taking care of the basketball and getting a good look every time down the floor. And I thought we really did a nice job, both our bigs against the press and our guards, of playing quick but not too fast to where you get in a frenetic pace and get careless with it.
Speaking with assistant coach Rob Misek of Grand Island Central Catholic after the Crusaders moved to 4-1 on the season with a 60-32 win over Minden. Not an easy task for you guys tomorrow, traveling to Lincoln, taking on Lincoln Christian. Talk a little bit about what you're going to be facing tomorrow on the road.
Well, they've got a Division I basketball player, Division I football player that they start, and they start 6'6", 6'6", 6'5", up front, and just a very athletic team and well-coached and skilled to boot. Just in breaking down their film, we've got to stop their transition and really rebound well with that size. And I think if we do that, we'll have a shot, you know, in the third and fourth quarter. But we've got to, again, carry over our discipline from tonight against their 1-3-1 half-court trap.
And you got enough athletes out there that obviously Johanna with that size and that strength, that's going to be a great matchup inside there.
Oh, absolutely. If you're a fan just there to watch the game and don't have any rooting interest, you're going to see some really good basketball players on the floor tomorrow night.
Yeah, but again, you got Elijah Hunter and a few other pretty good athletes out there. They really kind of have to step up tomorrow.
Yeah, they do, and I think guys will embrace that role we talked about with Elijah. You know, don't be passive. You're skilled and you've got really good basketball instincts. Don't be afraid to kind of take over when you need to. You know, guys are this is such an unselfish team we have. Guys aren't going to mind, and chemistry is very good. So we're going to have guys like Elijah and John Rowetter play big again tomorrow night.
Hey, Rob, appreciate the time. Thanks.
Appreciate the coverage. Have a good Christmas.
Hey, you too. Merry Christmas. Rob Misek, assistant basketball coach for Grand Island Central Catholic. They pick up a 60-32 win in boys basketball. The Minden girls win it 77-22 on the girls' side. I'm Brandy Bushkar. Thank you so much for joining us for coverage of high school basketball here on The Breeze. We'll have hockey for you tomorrow. And again, our finals, 60-32. Grand Island Central Catholic's boys win. 77-22, undefeated still, are the Minden Whippet, the girls' basketball team. I'm Brandy Bushcutter. For engineer Brad Beam back in the studio, thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.